Antigonus served him mint tea sweetened with honey.
You did wrong shouting out like that, my son. The same blade that took your father's life nearly slew you too.
Groovin spat gristle into the cooking fire.
What do you expect me to do? Go and thank them for sparing me.
Antigonus put a paw about his shoulder.
We must wait and bide our time until the right moment.
You've been saying that for as long as I can remember.
Groovin snarled, pushing aside his mother's paw.
I'm sick of waiting. The right moment is now.
Wouldst thou tell me what moment that would be, Groovin?
Mother and son glanced up, startled to see Grisul the seer standing close by. Guilt was all over Antigonus' face, but Groovin replied with a surly scowl.
None of your business, Slybrush. What are you sneaking around for? Did Sawney send you to spy on us?
Shaking her numerous bracelets of coral, bone and silver, the vixen rolled her unstable eye in what she imagined was a friendly smile. She sat down between them.
Bold words for one who almost lost his life today. Did thou not teach thy son any sense, Antigra?
The stoat mother smiled ingratiatingly.
All I could, but wisdom only comes with age. Mayhap you'd like to give Groovin some advice. Who knows, he might listen to one as wise as you, Grisul. I will pay you for it. Wait.
Antigra went to her tent and brought out 4 dove eggs in a clay bowl, which she gave to the seer.
I know you are very partial to these. They are fresh. My son is dining on the one that laid them.
The vixen pierced one with a tooth and sucked its contents down. She stowed the other 3 eggs in her pouch.
Thou knows my weakness, stoat. The eggs are good. Hearken now, both of ye, and listen to me. I saw ants this morning, fighting among themselves on their own anthill. I have seen other things of late. The omens are not good for the Jaskarath. If I were thee, Groovin, I'd do naught to anger Sawney. His stomach is troubling him again. 'Tis a dangerous sign. Make thy peace with Sawney Wrath. Be one of those in his favour. Mark my words, it could save both thy lives.
Groovin sniffed contemptuously, but his mother jabbed him with a stick of firewood.
Listen to the seer's advice. What should we do, Grisul?
The vixen pointed to the remains of the roast dove.
Take thou a sling and stones, Groovin. Go out into the woodlands and slay a pair of doves. I'll take them to Sawney as thy peace offering and praise thee to him as a good hunter and a loyal clan beast. He'll listen to me. Heed my advice, both of ye.
Grisul rose to take her leave. Groovin snorted.
Why should you care about us? You only came round here to see what you could get. 4 dove eggs just for a pile of mumbo-jumbo about ants and the state of Sawney's gut. Not bad, eh?